From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 24th. Theo here. June 24th Tech Desk. Five stories from the last 24 hours. Here's where I'd start. Let's get into it. First, from Home Therapy, TM, with Michelle Ogundahin, A Fragrant Illusion. What does clean smell like? It's a simple question, but one that reveals just how successfully we've been sold a myth. Because for most of human history, clean didn't smell of anything in particular. It meant washing dried outside in the sun, soap, water, and open windows. Clean was simply the absence of unpleasant odors. Then somewhere along the way, clean acquired a scent. Fresh linen, spring meadow, cotton breeze. Next, second, from XDA developers. Someone built a BIOS for the ESP32C6, bringing a PC-like architecture to the $2 chip. Long before UEFI came along, PCs used to use a BIOS to get everything set up. It took quite a bit longer to get the job done, but seeing the old BIOS screens brings back memories of diving into an older PC and tweaking settings to better control the hardware. Up next, third, from The Register. Chinese supercomputer using local processors heads top 500 list. The top 500 list of Earth's mightiest supercomputers has a new leader, the 2.198 exaflop S Lineshine machine housed at the National Supercomputer Center, NSC, in Shenzhen, which took the top spot without using any kit from NVIDIA, Intel, or AMD, which is not to say that Lineshine is an entirely Chinese creation. As explained in a pre-press paper, the machine's LX2 processors are a local effort but use ARMv9 designs, so chalk up a win for Blighty, the home of ARM. The machine also runs Kylin OS, a Linux distribution that features contributions from around the world. And then, fourth, from Mashable Tech. Mashable Choice award-winning Soundcore Sleep A30. Special earbuds are $70 off this Prime Day. Save $70. The Soundcore Sleep A30 special earbuds are on sale for $159.99, down from $229.99. That's a 30% discount or $70 in savings. Credit, Amazon. You may have earbuds for all sorts of occasions, including exercise, swimming, and just general use. But do you have some for sleeping? Sure, it sounds a bit strange, but they exist. Sleep earbuds can help out with blocking noise so that you can get a good night's rest. Next, fifth, from Mashable Tech. The beloved Bose. Quiet comfort headphones are at an all-time low price for Prime Day. Save $180. The Bose Quiet Comfort headphones are on sale for $359, down from $179. That's a 50% discount or $180 in savings. Credit. Amazon Bose is one of the most recognizable names out there when it comes to audio. It even won a Mashable Reader's Choice Award. Whether it's earbuds, headphones, or speakers, name it, and Bose has them all. Bose's products are also quite high quality, and the Bose Quiet Comfort headphones are no different. Up next, sixth, from 9to5 Google. Someone got a Google Home speaker early, and the big downside is a fixed power cable. The Google Home speaker is set to start shipping very soon, but ahead of that, one user was able to buy one from a retail store early. They've since shared their first impressions, which unfortunately confirmed that the speaker has a fixed power cable that's also pretty short. And then, seventh, from XDA developers. Someone resurrected a forgotten USB MSN messenger accessory from 2008, and it still works. If you're someone who was on the internet a lot during the turn of the century, you likely used MSN Messenger to chat with your friends. If you're a bit too young for it, MSN Messenger was an old messaging service that was pretty bare bones compared to something like Discord, but at the time, it was a staple app that kept people connected. Next, eighth, from XDA developers. This is why the Steam Machine costs $1,049 instead of $750. Valve had zero leverage with RAM makers. So the Steam machine made its grand debut in the gaming market, and it ended up costing at least $1,049. It's a far cry from the $750 price tag Valve initially wanted to sell the Steam machine for, but given how the RAM market is, the company felt it had to bump the price up to cover for the volatile market. Up next, 9th, from Hackaday, 1 Commodore, 5 displays. If you had one monitor back in the 8-bit era, instead of having to wait to use the family TV, you were already amongst the blessed. If you had 5, maybe you worked at a computer store. But if you did, you could have done what the 8-bit guy demonstrates in a recent YouTube video and plug all 5 monitors into a Commodore 128. The computer isn't modified in any way, well, except for the now standard use of an SD card disk emulator. So what gives? Well, you probably guessed he's splitting up the color signal into multiple monochrome images, but since the C128 actually has an RGBI, that and then. 10th, from GeekWire. Moment of Zen. Another billionaire's super yacht turns heads in Seattle. It's 100 feet shorter and $100 million cheaper than Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg's super yacht. But another billionaire's ship had no trouble drawing attention in Seattle on Tuesday. Zen, a $200 million, 289-foot yacht reportedly owned by Chinese billionaire Wu Guangming, motored smoothly through the Ballard Locks and out to Puget Sound, attracting onlookers along the railings of the popular Seattle destination. Flying a Cayman Islands flag, the vessel displayed its port of registry, Georgetown, below its name on the stern. Wu is the founder of China's Jiangsu Yuyue Medical Equipment and Supply. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings, stay curious.